الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, just before the brothers are leaving, I just request that if you could aid Alhamdulillah regarding the project and whatever you can give generously, then feel free to help the extension of the masjid. So as you're leaving, if everyone can just give something fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah, and your reward is with Allah, and it will not be wasted. Inshallah, tonight's reminder, ikhwan, is regarding the advice of our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what better advice to give than the advice of the one that was sent to mankind as a mercy. In the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great example to follow. To the extent that our Lord commands us in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, that whatever the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands you with, then take that. Whatever he gives you, then you take. Whatever he orders and whatever he commands, he gives in it is khair. Take it. And whatever the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids you from, then stay away from that. So in the example of the sunnah and what the messenger gave from us, to gave to us, it's something, ikhwan, that is beneficial for us, that will aid us in this life and in the hereafter. And if someone wants to analyze the sunnah, look at the sunnah, we have numerous examples of where the messenger would be sitting with his companions and then he would just merely ask them a question or give them some advice. And we'll share one of those examples. The messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Aba Dhar, addressing Abu Dhar, اِخْتَنِبْ خَمْسَ قَبْلَ خَمْسَ, that take advantage of five before five. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, alerted him regarding what was about to come, something very important. Five matters. Five extremely important matters. Take advantage of them before five. So the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, شَبَابَكْ قَبْلَ حَرَمِكْ. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of your youth before your old age. Your youth before your old age. Why? Because when you are a youngster, when you have your youth, what you can do by way of ta'at Allah azza wa jal, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot do at your old age. You get restricted. Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, hafidhullah ta'ala, he says, Man akramahu Allah azza wa jal bishab wal quwa fala buddan yasta'miluhu lita'ati Allah azza wa jal. Sheikh Zayd, he says that if Allah azza wa jal has blessed an individual with youth and with strength, then he must use that in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ لِيَوْمٍ الْقَدُومِ عَلَى رَبِّهِ. He uses that youth and that strength for a day that he will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ لِحَيَاةِ الْبَرْزَقِيَّةِ وَحَيَاةِ الْأُخْرَوِيَّةِ. He uses that youth and that strength in order to help him in the life of the barzakh, in the grave. And likewise, on the day of judgment. He went on to say, وَالَّذِي مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَيْهِ بِالْقُوَّةِ فَلَا يَجُوزَ أَنْ يُضَيِّعُوا فِي غَفْلَةِ. He said, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to be a youth and to have strength, it is not befitting for him to use that in something in neglect and play and amusement. These are some of the asbab. Everything in this life, my brothers, is a means to something. This is a means of being here and being a youth and having strength and having siha is something that will aid a person in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the importance of being a youth and worshipping Allah, and you're a youth, then even this is emphasized in the hadith where the Shaykh he mentioned, سَبَعْتُمْ يُظِلْهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمًا لَا ذِلَّةِ, that seven will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the day there will be no shade except for the shade of Allah. Shab nasha'ala fi ibadatillah. A youth, a young person that was nurtured and raised with the obedience of Allah and the worship of Allah. Brothers and sisters, many of us have missed that. We are no longer youth. Some of us have reached middle-aged, some even more. But try that for your child. Don't let your child miss that opportunity. The opportunity of being one of the seven that will stand in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Many of us have missed that chance. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the second one. Sihatak qabla saqamik. That take advantage of your health before your sickness. Take advantage of your health. Sheikh Zayd, he says, من من الله عز وجل عليه الصحة في البدن والجسم وأقلا. That if Allah عز وجل has blessed a person to have health, good health in his body, even in his mind, even منهجا وعقيدة, even if a person is salim in his manhaj and his methodology, then wallahi, that should be used to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That siha that you have, one day, as the shaykh he said, yahjumu as-saqam, that one day, the sickness will overpower the health. So before that day comes, where Allah has given you health, then reflect. Just look around our own examples, our own selves. What could we do yesterday that we cannot do now? There are individuals, wallah, that I know, that used to be able to fast. They were fasting, Allah gave them strength to fast. But now because sickness has come, they can no longer fast. They can no longer have the ajr of fasting. There used to be individuals that be able to stand in the night prayer, stand in the qiyam, in the masajid, with the imam from when he begins to the end. They can no longer do that now. So while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that health, use it, my brothers and sisters. Use it to draw closer. لِتَحْكِيكَ الْغَايَةِ. As Sheikh Zaydi says, to reach the ultimate goal. وَمَا هِيَ إِبَادَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. In order to reach that غَايَة, that goal of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And as for these individuals that are not aware why Allah created them, why Allah created them, they don't use their sound intellect and their minds and the siha to know that Allah created them to be worshipped, to worship Allah. فَهَذِي صِفَاتْ مِنَ السُّفَهَا. Then these are from the characteristics of the foolish people that are not using their youth, that are not using their health to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the second one. The third one, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abu Dharr, and he said, take advantage, غِنَاك قَبْلَ فَقَرِك. That take advantage of your richness before your poverty. And how can a person take advantage of his richness before his poverty? The ulama, they say that إِذَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَيْكَ النَّفَقَ الْمَالُ وَالرِّزْقُ فَلَا تَنْسَ حَقَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That if Allah has blessed you with wealth, then do not forget the right of Allah. Don't forget the right of Allah. You must give zakat. You must give in sadaqah. And that wealth that you have got, use it. Use it in good. Use that as a means, as we have mentioned. This world is a means. A means to be able to worship Allah in order for us to have ease in the barzakh. And when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that wealth that you have today, you may not have tomorrow. And you will sit back and regret that if only I gave this wealth. As we have numerous verses in the Quran that mention that when the soul will be taken and they will ask to come back into this life, فَأَصَدَّقْ, and then I will give. Then I will give from the wealth that Allah gave. Wise words, wallah ikhwan, if we just analyze the sunnah and took the advice of our noble messenger, took it, understood it, and then took it and acted upon it, then what a blissful life we would have. So take your richness, take advantage of it before the poverty reaches you. وَفَرَاغَكْ قَبْلَ شُغَلِكْ. And make advantage of your spare time before you become preoccupied. There comes a time, ikhwan, that you don't have any time for anything. You're busy with working. You're busy with children. You're busy with such and such. And at that time, you only wish that you had free time. When is the last time that we completed the Quran? Ask yourself that question. And I ask myself that same question as well. When did we pick up the Mus'haf and read and give time to the Mus'haf? When did we give time to our deen? Preoccupied. And that is the way life is. The older you get, the more responsibilities. You have a family to look after. You have to sustain the wife and the children. So when all these responsibilities come, then your free time is taken away from you. And what is the best free time? What is the best thing that a person can do in free time? Talab al-ilm. Seeking knowledge is the best way to spend time, as the ulama, they have mentioned. And for that, we just need a whole dars. Seeking knowledge is something that makes the tariq ila al-jannah sahal, that makes the path to paradise easy. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, they make dua for the one that is seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge is something, ikhwan, that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter. So your time, ikhwan, the time that you have, that short time that you have, busy that time with seeking good. Because if you do not busy yourself with good, then inevitably you will busy yourself with shar. And also the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, regarding the last one, hayatak qabla mawtik, that take advantage of your life before your death. And you notice that Allah, or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned life and death last, because it covers all of them. It covers his youth, it covers his health, it covers his richness, and it covers his free time. So take advantage of this life that you have. This life that you have here is dar al-amal. You are here to work actions for nothing else. And when you leave here, ikhwan, it will be the barzakh that will be behind you. And each one of us, ikhwan, all of these things that I've mentioned, it's inevitable that once you have this, the others will overcome it. While you're living, death will overcome that life. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. So each one of these things that Allah has blessed us with, we must take advantage of them before they are taken away from us. This hayat, how you were here, and how you reflected in your life here, and what you put forth, this is what you carry. This is the mata', this is the provisions that you will carry on your back when you stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. What you did here. So take advantage of that. And finally, ikhwan, regarding the sunnah, of how we should implement this sunnah in our lives, the Salaf, they understood these things. They understood the importance of when the Messenger gave advice, to cling to that advice. It wasn't mere words for them. It wasn't words for them. It was something, ikhwan, that they comprehended. And it is something that entered their hearts. And it's a way that they lived. And this is why the Salaf, they would say, Man ammara nafsahu. Who gave authorization in his, over himself? Bis sunnah, qawlan wa fi'lan, nataqa bil hikmah. That whoever gives the sunnah authority over himself, he puts the sunnah and authority over himself by way of his speech and by way of his action, nataqa bil hikmah, then he will speak with hikmah. He will speak with wisdom. And of the ulama, they said, he will speak with the sunnah. وَمَن نَطَقَ وَمَن أَمَّرَهَا. And whoever commands it, بِالْحَوَى نَطَقَ بِالْبِدَعِ. And whoever gives his desires authority over himself, then he will speak with innovation and misguidance. So this is the severity of turning away from the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ikhwan, what a fursa, what a time to implement this advice of our Messenger. Not my words and not the words of the ulama, but the words of a man that was sent as guidance and as a mercy to mankind. And anyone with sound intellect will take the advice as if although the Messenger is addressing, because it is the Messenger's words, And the messenger does not speak out of desires. For verily, it is revelation that came down to him. So wherever you can find the advice of the messenger, wherever you see the sunnah, the command, then cling unto it as Allah has commanded. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the messenger gives to you, then take. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits and tells you to stay away from, then stay away from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.